Well, burning less coal to make electricity helped New Zealand to achieve its biggest official annual drop in planet heating gases since 1990. But Resources Minister Shane Jones says we need coal to keep the lights on. Climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson reports.
In less than 6 months, the United Kingdom will close its last coal-fired power station. Here, the owner of the country's only coal-fired station, Genesis Energy, is once more considering using more coal to run its Huntly generators. The problem is unpredictable production in the company's gas fields and hydro lakes running low in dry years. Shane Jones told Parliament MPs turned a blind eye while New Zealand imported Indonesian coal, quote, every month to keep the lights on. He told Morning Report the country should develop more of its own supply.
We burn coal every week, every day, that the wind doesn't blow in New Zealand. Indonesia cleared half an island in order for New Zealanders to buy dirty coal.
In reality, as of last year, Genesis reported its last shipment of coal had arrived in July 2022, and it had no plans to import more. It also has a local supply near Huntly. Now the generator sounds less sure. It warned its gas supply is falling, which could mean more coal use, and told RNZ no decision had been taken on further imports. Meanwhile, it successfully trialled burning treated wood pellets at Huntly and says it could do more of this. Massey University maths professor Robert McLaughlin tracks energy stats. He says coal is not in short supply here.
Last year, coal was just 2.4% of electricity. That was the second lowest since 1997. And in fact, we exported five times as much coal as we imported.
Official figures show the country has been a net exporter of coal every year since records began, except for 2021, which was a dry year for hydro lakes, coupled with an unexpected shortage from the Genesis gas field. Despite Genesis repeatedly pushing out coal's end date, Robert McLaughlin thinks Huntly is near winding up.
There's a lot of new renewable generation literally under construction at the moment. There's a new geothermal power plant, new wind farm, new solar farm. That's a lot. That's another 7 or 8% of electricity.
Gary Taylor of the Environmental Defence Society believes any expanded coal mining will simply export more carbon emissions.
They automatically go to, well, it's better to have it produced domestically than import it from Indonesia. But the fact of the matter is that we need to transition as swiftly as possible out of coal, and setting up a brand new coal industry in New Zealand is not the best of timing.
The Climate Change Commission just brought forward the date it thinks heavy industry could be coal-free after big users like steel makers shifted faster than it expected. It sees an ongoing role for gas, but not coal, in the electricity supply. But that doesn't mean that coal is dead. Former Climate Change Minister James Shaw says there is a risk of a rebound.
Future years with severe droughts could see the hydro lakes lower, and unless we replace Huntly with an alternative, you would see those emissions tick up again.
Stats NZ figures for the 3 months to September suggest coal-fired electricity has bounced up after the record low emissions year in 2022. Climate Change Minister Simon Watts said the government is committed to doubling clean energy to reduce coal-fired power wherever the coal is bought from.
That's the direction of travel that we need to be heading in. I mean, the decisions around where entities get their coal is a decision for them. But, you know, there are other needs for coal in New Zealand currently outside of electricity.
As for the how and when, Simon Watts says that will be clearer in June, when Cabinet unveils its draft emissions plan.
That report from our climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson.